This is from the old school, new school. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. It's a beautiful day here in South Louisiana. It's gorgeous, actually. I don't think people in the northeast or the north can say the same, but it's beautiful. Days of spring, and we're not there yet, but we are getting there very soon. Well, tonight, this afternoon, we are going to be discussing the Chuck Hagel nominations and confirmations, what he went through. We also going to talk about Chick-fil-A. I've noticed we do have an article on our website about gay students and Chick-fil-A. They want to throw the franchise out of the University of New Mexico. Now, I wasn't really keeping up with this Chick-fil-A thing until my son who goes to college told me it has been going on for a while now, where in many universities, and as I understand, that also gays groups have protested in front of Chick-fil-A stores throughout the country. We're going to talk about that, which of course will take us into talking about if you agree with these sort of tactics that these gay groups take against businesses because they happen to believe into something different than what those gay groups believe in. Do you have the right to believe the way you believe and express that right without having, without being threatened by these groups? And as a matter of fact, we're going to probably take that first story with the Chick-fil-A thing and see how you feel about it. We're also going to be talking about Syria, what's going on, what's next, and also the John Kerry visit to the Middle East. He was meeting with President of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, what they have decided to do, etc., etc. We are going to cover all these and probably many more when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, I want to tell you my stand on gays and lesbians. So, whatever I say after this, at least you will know where I'm coming from. My stand on that is just like my stand on religion, just like my stand on politics. I care less what you believe in. And I don't have a problem with what you believe in, as long as you don't try to impose your beliefs on me. You can believe in anything you want. You can believe whatever God to you, that is God to you. I got nothing to do with that. I have my own way of looking at God that I will not impose on you. I have my own political school of thought that I will only express. And if you like it, fine. You don't like it, that's your business, and I respect that. And I have the same view on gays and that gay-lesbian issue. I don't care what you do. Just don't impose that on me. If that's the lifestyle that you have, that's your business. I'm going to express my opinion about it, just like you express your opinion about whatever you do. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to fight you because that's the way you are. If that's your business, that's your business. Keep it your business. Now, this Chick-fil-A thing that I was talking about, actually, I didn't even know that this issue was so huge. I guess we concentrate only on main core political issues and mainly international issues that we don't really do much with domestic issues. And this will be but I felt like I want to talk about this. Today, when I came and sat here getting ready for the program, actually, that was not on my agenda. But this goes with how I feel about my conservative values, if you want to call them. You know, I really have no idea what the heck I am. If I'm conservative, if I'm liberal, and I'm sure most of you are like that. Most of you. I said not all of you. You know, on some issues, you look at it one way, and other issues, you look at it a different way, that when people see you, they might say, he's liberal. He's, you know, we don't need to label ourselves of whatever we are. We are individual human beings with certain indoctrinations and certain, reference points in our lives, and we look at things differently. Now, this story about Chick-fil-A, that it started when actually the CEO of Chick-fil-A said something about supporting, this is what he said. He said, we are very much supportive of the family. The biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that. Now, if some of you know anything about Chick-fil-A, the first thing I learned about Chick-fil-A is that they close their stores on Sundays. And what they have, and I found out that's like, why is that only store at the mall that is closed on Sundays? And I was told that they actually have a certain exclusion in their lease with the mall because they are a religious organization, not a religious organization in the sense of that religious organization, but they are, it's a family-run business. And their church-going people on Sundays, and they want to close on Sundays. Well, that's their business. And when they said that, when they look at the family unit as being a man and a woman, just like in the biblical sense, that's their business. If this company opposes to a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a man, it's their business. But when you have people taking it into the extreme and actually trying to get this company out of business and removing them from college campuses, just because the CEO thinks one way, that is horrible. And that is un-American. That is un-American. Now, you want to state your opinion? You are stating your opinion everywhere. You do not have to actually go and threaten these people with Chick-fil-A, threaten their employees. How do you feel that those employees at Chick-fil-A at the University of New Mexico's campus, how do the employees feel? Don't you think they feel threatened when they have all these gay students and lesbians actually protesting the way they are protesting? Now, I want to just read for you one little thing that why this whole thing at the University of New Mexico. It says the issue stems from the Chick-fil-A president's controversial comments on gay marriage last year. The board governing the Students' Union building took up the issue with a vote Wednesday, and apparently the vote went 8-3 that the Chick-fil-A could stay. Now, on other campuses, by the way, Chick-fil-A lost, like on some campus in North Carolina, in New York, they lost and they actually had to move off campus. They had to close down their business. So this is a legit business in America where we have free enterprise, but yet we have people using their political belief to actually close down these businesses for their own expressions and for their own opinions. Now, a student there who is active in this thing, listen what she said. She said that, please look at this for a moral standpoint, said Brittany Aronson, a student against having Chick-fil-A on campus. So this Brittany, she started saying, please look at this from a moral standpoint. Look at the kids that are here that are telling you, I don't feel safe on this campus anymore. Now, who doesn't feel safe? Is it you who doesn't feel safe or don't feel safe? Or is it the people of Chick-fil-A when you are getting up on them like that? Who don't feel safe? Moral? What moral? Look at this from a moral standpoint. That's what I guess this gay or lesbian girl wants us to look at. Please look at this from a moral standpoint. Okay? The moral standpoint says you express your feelings without having to destroy a business. Just because you can or you could. We're going to go to the phones, and we have Jerry in Chicago on line one. Jerry.
Good afternoon, Hesham. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to mention when you were talking about it's not your choice if you give somebody something and tell them what to do with it. I had that conversation with my mother this morning about, if you give somebody a handout, you worry about them running out and buying a bottle of wine when you should take them into a restaurant and buy them a nice dinner. And my theory was is that, hey, whatever he wants to do with the money, it's a gift. If he wants to buy booze, if he wants to buy food, if he wants to buy clothes, if he wants to get a hooker, let him do whatever he wants with the money. You're making him happy for a little while. Does that make sense?
Who are you talking about?
You mentioned something at the beginning of your show. I'm writing some notes here and everything, and I kind of straight.
What people believe in and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all I wanted to say, and I want to tell you you had a great show, and have a great day, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks a lot. This is something I understand, but, I was asking my son, because when I went to school 25 years ago, when I was on college campus 25 years ago, you did not have any gay student groups. They were there, but you did not have them on campus. They were not as aggressive as they are now. And he told me, he said, they're rude. Well, I think in this country, you can be whatever you want to be if you respect the rights of others. But when you infringe on the rights of others, that's when you are becoming un-American. And that CEO said what he believes in, and should respect the ability of that.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to be part of the program. So, another quotation from Senator Miquela Ortiz of the Associated Students of University of New Mexico. So it's not like a Washington senator. No, that's just student. She said, students started expressing to me they felt unsafe to go into their own campus union building. When they said they felt uncomfortable on campus, I felt it was an issue that I should bring up. Now, how would you – maybe somebody can educate me today because I do need education. So if somebody out there who wants to educate me, how would gay students or any student feel uncomfortable because Chick-fil-A is on campus? Are they afraid like a huge rooster is going to come, you know, come out charging at them? Or are they going to be beat up with a drumstick, for instance? Well, all the chickens that Chick-fil-A has in their restaurant is dead already. And they don't have any drumsticks either. It's a fillet of chicken. So what is the threat What is the threat? Why people are feeling threatened? They're feeling unsafe, like that activist, whatever Brittany Aronson said. Look at the kids that are here. They are telling you, I don't feel safe on this campus anymore. Why? Maybe someone can call and tell me, why is it? Why did these students feel unsafe just because there's a Chick-fil-A on campus that its president said that they believe in the marriage, in the biblical sense of the marriage? What's wrong with that? How would that make students feel uncomfortable? I want to know. I want to know. How does that make students feel uncomfortable? And how does that make students actually go out and protest that they want this place out completely? What's the next thing? Shut down Chick-fil-A's in the city? Just because we feel unsafe in the city because there's a Chick-fil-A in the city? Is this the America that you want? Is this the America that was created 200 years ago? Or do you only believe in free speech just because it's you, the one that is speaking? But the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and by the way, I have no idea who the heck he is. I don't even eat. Probably the last time I ate at Chick-fil-A was maybe 10 years ago. Okay? So I'm not like a fan, and I don't own stock in Chick-fil-A's either. But it's the moral of the story is do whatever the heck you want. It's none of my business. But if somebody believes that a marriage is only between a man and a woman, that's his right. That's his right to believe in. And you have no right, none whatsoever, to go and try to destroy the economic well-being of that man because he believes in that. Then you are becoming militant. Then you are taking it. This is not free speech anymore. This is destruction. That's my opinion on the Chick-fil-A thing that's been going on since April of last year, and I did not know about it. But that's more of a domestic issue, like I said earlier, and I don't really pay too much attention. Maybe I should. There's a lot of crazy things going on in this country that I probably should start looking at the crazy things instead of just looking at the crazy things that we do outside the country, our foreign policy. But it looks like our foreign policy are crazy because we are crazy. Anyway. Well, the next thing is Chuck Hagel. Now, let's make sure that everyone does not think that the Israel lobby or the Jewish lobby is like was defeated. It was not. But they knew that Chuck Hagel was going. I mean, I've been telling people he's going to be confirmed. He's going to be confirmed. But these 40 senators who filibustered the nomination or the confirmation of Chuck Hagel, they very much did it to score points with the Israel lobby that we are here just because this guy, at one time when he was a senator, he made a comment saying that I'm an American senator, not an Israeli one. Coming under pressure. And he said that statement, which is 100% correct. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Incredible Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and we're talking about the Chuck Hagel confirmation that everybody thinks that, oh, this is a defeat for Israel and that the Israel lobby was defeated, etc., etc. And from the beginning, we said, this is showtime. This is basically showtime. Because Israel cannot have the reputation that it is the barometer in which American policies are taking place or happening. That Israel is not, because Israel is. And we have proven times and times over and over again that Israel controls our foreign policy. Israel controls our politics through AIPAC and through emergency committees for Israel and through many, many, many media outlets, many money outlets, banks. We know how Israel controls in the United States certain aspects of our political systems. But for them to show this and then make it a big deal, and these senators who stood up for Israel because Chuck Hagel said, you know, they themselves know what he said is true. And Obama would not have nominated him if he knew that he was going to be defeated, because Obama will not be defeated by Bibi Netanyahu. Obama will not accept a defeat. So when he nominated Chuck Hagel, he knew, and I said, he's going to be confirmed. The powers that be that put Obama where he is will not have him be defeated that way. It's too early in the game to have Obama defeated by these people on the other side, by these Zionists who control everything. No. But they wanted to accomplish more than one thing. Number one, Obama is going to the Middle East. He could not be going to the Middle East when he was defeated by the Jewish lobby. He could not be standing there talking to Benjamin Netanyahu when he was just defeated by him, if the Chuck Hagel nomination confirmation did not go through. So they're not going to take that risk. So why is it then, if everybody knew that Chuck Hagel was actually going to be, because it's a game and they all are players in the game. There's no surprises here. Everybody knows exactly what's going to happen. Everybody knows. So everybody on both sides knew that Chuck Hagel was going to make it. And I said he's going to make it from the beginning. So then why did we go through that? Very simple. They're trying to offset the notion that Israel gets whatever Israel wants. And even though Israel does get whatever it wants, but this Chuck Hagel confirmation and nomination is not going to affect Israel at all, period. It's not. This thing about war with Iran, and now we're not going to have war with Iran, it doesn't work that way. Maybe that works that way when you read it in the newspapers, and maybe some stupid talking head on Fox Network might say something like that. But the fact is that this will not affect Israel and what Israel wants. So it's not a defeat for Israel. So those of you who thinks that the Chuck Hagel confirmation was a defeat for Israel, a defeat for AIPAC, no. As a matter of fact, it works into their benefits, because now when you say that, hey, AIPAC decides what happens, they can't tell you, well, they could not decide what happened with Chuck Hagel. Even though Chuck Hagel is not really bad for Israel, and they know that. They know that. Now, Chuck Hagel very much opposed the war in Iraq in the beginning. Well, he was kind of, you know, not. Chuck Hagel is one of the people who very much doesn't want to jump into wars and things like that. So that's very much what the deal is. So it's not a defeat. It's basically a tell you what, we're going to go to the phones very soon. Well, no, we'll go to the phones now. We'll go to Jared in Louisiana on line one. Jared.
Hello.
Hey.
Dr. Hisham, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Glad to have you.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I noticed you were talking about the biblical sense, and that just brought me to a thought. Tonight, they're starting a new series on the History Channel called The Bible, and I want to see if they're going to change the thought in the history as to they're going to try to blame the Romans for crucifying Christ instead of the Sanhedrin.
Well, they probably will, and if you noticed, you know, in the last few years, that was very much the notions, even though the Romans, it is true that the Romans were in control, but look at who is in control now. Look at the United States. Sure, the United States, we have president, we have Congress, we have the strongest army in the world, but who's in control of that? And it's the same way these people were in control of, you know, the Pharisees were in control of Jerusalem, in control of Palestine, through politics and through money. And they put pressure on Rome for the, I mean, we know, I mean, we're not going to go through history. But yeah, that would be a nice thing and something that we probably need to watch because they will probably, what time are they going to do that?
It starts at 7, the Bible, and then till 9, I believe.
Today?
Yes, sir.
I think I want to try to watch that because probably what you just said, that they want to try to because, you know, the Bible went through different interpretations throughout the last 2,000 years.
Oh, exactly.
And we see that these different interpretations even happening as we speak, because 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, people did not think of Israel the way they think of Israel now. Now you go into many of these churches in the United States and throughout Europe, mainly in the United States, and people will tell you that, well, we're Christians, we're supposed to protect the Jews. I heard that yesterday. I said,
yeah,
what
I don't understand it
that?
Because people talk about Revelation and the countries coming against Israel and God protecting them, but they have an Iron Dome missile defense shield. That's not God. That's technology.
Yeah, and at the same time, they're not because see all these people when they go to church because it's in the church. You know, just like people believe TV, everything they see on TV, they're going to believe it. And when people go to church, especially in church, because you better believe what you're hearing in church or you're going to hell. So if the pastor says we need to protect Israel or God loves Israel, people don't know what the heck he's talking about. Is he talking about Jacob? Is he talking about Israel, the tribe of Israel? Is he talking about who's Israel is the pastor talking about? But when they hear Israel, they think, oh, well, we need to love Israel because God told us to love Israel.
Correct. All right, have a good day, Hisham.
Thanks, Gerald. Appreciate it. You know, I'm hearing this over and over, and it's more. It is happening more and more into our Christian churches that somehow, now, I don't know where they're getting these churches, where they're getting their funds. I don't know what the politics of these churches, how someone can become a pastor or become whatever, you know, in the hierarchy of the church. But apparently something is changing in the churches of America when it comes to Israel. You know, isn't this, it's weird. I'll tell you why. Because until now, now if we want to go, let's talk about religions. You know, it was Judaism, then Christianity, and Christianity is supposed to be like Jesus came to actually bring people back to the doctrine of Moses. He said that himself. So it was, so Christianity and his teachings were still in that same mold, so to speak, which is the Abrahamic faith, Judaism, etc., etc. But Jews themselves said of him that he was an imposter, and still do. So Jews themselves, those who, now I'm not talking about all Jews. I don't want someone saying, hey, look, no, we believe in Jesus. No, I know there are Jews for Jesus, but I'm talking about the school of thought of Judaism. The theology of Judaism does not have room for a Jesus in it. And that's how they look at Jesus. Now, to have the Christians come back and say, we love these people, it's beyond me. Now, I'm not talking about loving them as people. But even theologically speaking, it does not work. And then you have the Muslims who say, hey, look, Jesus, he is part of us. He is part of our religion. As a matter of fact, Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. which is the holy book of the Muslims. And there is a whole chapter for the Blessed Mother of Jesus, Mary, in the Quran. So, you know, here the Muslims are saying, look, we belong to the teachings and we recognize the teachings of Jesus. On the other hand, you have the Jews who are saying he's an imposter, who's saying he is fake, who's saying that his religion came out of nothing, and his miracle birth is not. That is a made-up story. It's a legend that supposedly Mary was impregnated by a Roman soldier. But yet we find people who say we're supposed to protect them because God said we protect them. Number one, when God said he loves Israel in the Bible, he was not talking about the country that was created in 1948 on a land that was stolen by the Jews of Europe, the Rothschild, and the J.P. Morgan, of a land that did not belong to them, of a land that that belonged to the Palestinians, the Arabs, the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews. But these Jews, who very much became Jews in Europe, have nothing to do. There's no link, none whatsoever, between them and Palestine, except that Judaism started in Palestine. It's just like the Catholics saying, or Christians saying, well, you know what? That is a Christian land because Jesus roamed the country at one time. So that is a Christian, but no. But when the Jews say that is ours, even though it's not them, these are totally different people who were in a different religion than Judaism. And then they very much converted to Judaism, and now everybody believes that those are the same people who were roaming the countrysides of Palestine with Abraham and with Moses. When in fact, archaeology and DNA and etc., everything, you know, genetics saying that they are not. That these people are foreign to that land, and the people who live on it now and who live in that area are genetically matching up with that land and its history. Yesterday when someone told me that, it's like, wow, what is happening? What is happening in the churches of America? What are they teaching them in the churches of America? Anyway, well, I guess we have time to probably talk about Syria and Egypt. John Kerry was in Egypt, and he very much told Morsi that, you know, people in Egypt tell you that it was much better under Mubarak. Their lives were much, much better. The country was more stable, and this thing about getting the Muslim Brotherhood, having them in power, which was, by the way, an American request, an American desire, because they knew what Israel wants. Israel wanted chaos in that country, and not just that country. Israel wanted chaos in Iraq. Israel wanted chaos in all of the Arab world, all the countries of the Arab world around them. And Israel is getting what they want with the help of the United States. Now, I would like to see Israel actually defeated by our politicians in those areas. I want someone to say, stop Israel from destroying these countries. But I mean, you know, to fight over the Hegel confirmation when it was known that he's going to be confirmed from the beginning. But yet, give that defeat that does not, by the way, that defeat of AIPAC, etc., it does not amount to anything. So Hegel in power or not, It doesn't make, it does not change nothing. You know, did Leon Panetta being in power, did it change anything? Of course not. And Chuck Hagel, well, except now we're going to have women in combat zones. That's about the only thing it changed. Anyway, we will be back in a couple of minutes to actually wrap up today's show. And if you need to call, start calling now, because we only have a few minutes left to answer any of your calls before the program is over. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Well, we only have a few minutes, actually, in this last segment. And I want to wrap up by talking about Syria and what's going on in Syria. In Syria, very much, it's at a standstill, but things are becoming to actually move in a different direction. Since the European Union and other countries, they've decided to actually start sending, you know, they don't want to arm the opposition 100% like they did with in Libya, because in Libya it was a totally different situation there. Like, what happened in Libya did not really affect a lot of the countries around Libya. Like, whatever happens in Syria, it would affect a lot of the countries around Syria. And you have some powers fighting, some regional powers and some international powers fighting, actually, of how to end things in Syria. And everybody wants to end it to their own advantage. So you have the West is not able to send the kind of weapons to the oppositions and to all these groups, military groups that went into Syria. The West is not able to actually do what they did in Libya because you have other powers around Syria that will not allow that. Because what happens in Syria affects what happens in Iraq. And what happens in Syria affects what happens in Iran. What happens in Syria affects what happens in Jordan and in Lebanon. So you want to try to fix one problem in one area, you're going to create many problems in other areas. So that's why everybody is deciding, well, let these people fight, and eventually we're going to find a political solution. Now, that political solution and that talk is going to continue, I guess, until the regime in Syria is weakened enough where it can be taken over by the opposition without having Western states like the United States, France, and England, and Turkey actually going in there and doing the job for them like they did in Libya. Because other powers in the region, they're not going to allow that. Otherwise, we would have been seeing French fighters bombing Damascus. We would be seeing American fighters. We will see Tomahawk missiles being fired on Damascus, which we probably will be seeing that. But it's not the time. The time is not ripe for that yet. That's what's going on in Syria. So it's at a standstill, a no-win situation as of now. And it will never be a win-win situation, not after 70,000 people have died already because of Western intervention. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Until we see you next week, same time, same place, go do the right thing.